You are listening to the English language news of Khan, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation.
Good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. in Israel, Tuesday, April the 16th, 2024. This is Nomi Segal with the top news at this hour. Israel-Iran tensions. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi has warned that any attack on the country's interests will be met with a forceful, painful, and broad response against anyone who was involved. In a phone call with the Emir of Qatar, the Iranian president said that the blind support of Israel by some Western countries is to blame for the tensions in the region. The United States estimates that the Israeli response to Iran's Saturday night launch of hundreds of drones and missiles at Israel will be limited in scope and apparently directed at Iranian military forces and pro-Iranian militias outside of Iran. This according to the NBC network, which said the assessment is based on conversations between U.S. and Israeli officials that happened before Iran fired more than 300 drones and missiles at Israel on Saturday night, 99% of which were intercepted by Israel and allied forces. The report stressed that Washington does not know what the Israeli war cabinet will decide in the wake of the Saturday night attack. A Khan reporter notes that following the night of interceptions, Israel conveyed a message to countries in the region that its response to Iran will not endanger them or their stability. Against the backdrop of the ongoing security situation, low-cost carrier EasyJet officially announced it has suspended flight service to Israel through October 27th. The airline said that affected ticket holders will be offered other options, including refunds. Activists from the Tzav 9 movement and families of hostages held in Gaza went to the Allenby crossing to Jordan last night to block aid trucks bound for the Gaza Strip. Earlier this month, Israel authorized the overland route from Jordan in response to international calls to significantly boost the flow of assistance into Gaza. On day 193 of the Israel-Hamas war, Israeli forces carried out raids in the central Gaza Strip. Several terrorists were killed by tank fire. Over the past day, Israel Air Force fighter jets and other aircraft attacked dozens of terror infrastructure sites, tunnel shafts, and buildings where terrorists were located. Meanwhile, preparations continue for an Israeli military operation in Rafah, where several Hamas battalions remain. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant last night held consultations on the civilian preparations required for the entry of Israeli security forces in Rafah. The emphasis was on the evacuation of civilians and expansion of means to bring food and medical assistance into the Strip. Earlier reports this week said that the IDF was due to begin carrying out initial steps this week in preparation for a Rafah offensive, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decided on a delay at the last minute. Khan reported the reason was in order to ensure Israel received full American backing in facing the Iranian attack. Washington has stated objections over a broad military offensive in Rafah. The impasse in the hostage talks. 133 hostages remain held in Gaza, some no longer alive. Reports last night said that Hamas's latest counterproposal to the framework put forward by mediators cut in half the number of hostages it is willing to release during the first phase of a six-week truce from 40 to 20. This on the grounds that only that number meets the humanitarian criteria for release. Hamas is also calling for the release of more Palestinian prisoners in exchange for fewer hostages, as well as freedom of movement for Gazans returning to their homes in the enclave and a comprehensive pullout of IDF forces from the Gaza Strip. An Israeli source told CNN that Hamas's position signals that the terror group's Gaza leader, Yahya Sinwar, does not want a deal and is seeking to exploit disagreement between the U.S. and Israel over Israeli military operations in Gaza and domestic pressure on the Israeli government. The artists and curators representing Israel at this year's Venice Biennale announced they won't open the Israeli Pavilion exhibition until there is a ceasefire in Gaza and an agreement to release the hostages. The exhibition in the Israeli Pavilion titled Motherland by artist Ruth Patir. A sign posted in the pavilion today ahead of Saturday's scheduled opening of the Contemporary Art Fair read, "The artists and curators of the Israeli pavilion will open the exhibition when a ceasefire and hostage release agreement is reached." Battir told Khan it was a very difficult decision, but she considered it impossible to go on with business as usual and wanted to give her voice to strengthen the protests. The weather outlook, significantly warmer, mostly in the hills and inland. Tomorrow calls for Shirav conditions over most of the country. Thursday's temperatures will drop toward the afternoon with haze developing. Friday will also be cooler with a return to seasonal temperatures. The maximum temperatures in the main centers, Jerusalem 26, Tel Aviv 25, Haifa 24, Beersheba 30, and in Eilat going up to 33 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Kan Reka, the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation. Join us at 8 p.m. Israel time for our one-hour news program. You can tune in at 101.3 FM, the Kan website, and the Kan English Facebook page.